We're so pleased to have one of our favorite faces of the CANNP, Jenna Dalton, here today. Jenna is a business confidence coach who's been very helpful to a great number of our members. In fact, you should stay tuned for our draws and special offers, which sometimes feature free time with Jenna. Welcome, Jenna.
Thank you, Beth.
Let's get right down to it and see if we can provide some insights to our listeners. Some of our members suffer from what I like to call the three P's. Programming, you know, doing the same thing over and over, procrastination, putting things off, and perfectionism. Let's tackle these. First, what do you think the role of procrastination plays in pursuing a successful practice?
Sure. So the interesting thing that I find with procrastination with myself and with a lot of my clients is that we actually procrastinate out of fear. It's not because we don't have enough information. It's not because we don't know what we need to do. It's not because our house needs to get cleaned before we can do anything or anything like that. It's just there's some sort of fear. And so when my clients are procrastinating, one of the first things that I ask them is, what's the worst case scenario? What's going to happen if you do this? And the interesting thing is that sometimes we procrastinate it out of fear of failure, but other times we procrastinate out of fear of success, because with success comes a lot of responsibility. And so there's all sorts of different reasons why we may not want to be successful, because it's going to require more effort, it's going to require more time, we're going to be in the spotlight, all these different kinds of things. So I would encourage your listeners that if they're finding that procrastination is a major problem for them, I would encourage them to ask themselves, what am I afraid of? What is going to happen if I fail or if I succeed? And then that's kind of the first step. And then once they know what they're afraid of, that's when they can start tackling those fears.
I also love your unwritten rule that if it takes less than 5 minutes, do it now.
Yes. Yeah. Because it's a lot of times when those little things start to add up and we feel like we have so many different things that we need to get done, it becomes overwhelming. And that's when we get paralyzed and we can't move forward. And so I implement that in my own life, and I encourage my clients to do that too, because if it takes less than 5 minutes, get it done, it's off your plate, you feel so much better as a result.
That's a great tip. What do you have to say to a perfectionist?
Well, the interesting thing is that I am a perfectionist. I am one of those people who loves to have everything perfect, and so I completely understand where the perfectionist tendencies come from and how they can be paralyzing and stop you from moving forward in your business or in your life in general. But one thing that I recognized in my own life is that it's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. And the thing is, the only way we can get even close to perfection is just getting it out there, testing it out, seeing what kind of reaction we get, seeing how people feel about it, all that kind of stuff. And so if you're working on something in your business right now, some sort of offering, whether you're writing a book or you're thinking of some sort of service or program or product that you want to offer, the best thing that you can do is just get it into the hands of your ideal clients as soon as possible. Because the sooner you get that feedback, basically the more perfect you can make it in the long run. And so don't wait until things are perfect to release it. Release it and then you can start to refine it. And the interesting thing is that it is much better to make mistakes in the beginning when you're just building your business than it is when you have a multi-million dollar company and you're in front of hundreds of thousands of people. And so anytime I make a mistake in my own business, I think of it as, you know what, it's okay, I'm going to learn from this, and at least I'm doing it now, not 10 years down the road when I have that much more people watching me.
It can be really paralyzing as a perfectionist, though.
Yeah, it definitely can.
You're waiting for the whole thing to be perfect.
Exactly.
And then, right? And then you don't do anything.
Exactly.
So what about people who are into programming? Should they step out of their comfort zone? Is there value to doing that? Or do you have any specific advice to make that transition easier?
Sure. So I like to think of stepping outside your comfort zone, as you don't have to, like, if you're afraid of heights, you don't have to jump off a building. All you have to do is take baby steps. And it's interesting because I have a psychology background. And in psychology, this is called systematic desensitization, where basically if you take the example of someone who's arachnophobic, they have a phobia of spiders. You don't start out getting them to hold the tarantula. You don't get them to do the most scary thing that they could possibly think of first. Maybe you start out with them in a room with a tarantula in an aquarium that they absolutely cannot get out and get anywhere near you. And so that's what you want to think about when you're stepping outside your comfort zone. You don't need to do the thing that, like, it makes you want to pee your pants. You're so scared. You can start with something that's a little bit scary and it's a little bit outside your comfort zone, but it's not going to be that bad. And at the end of the day, I always encourage my clients, if they're absolutely terrified of something, like you think about things like public speaking. Some people are absolutely terrified of public speaking. And public speaking is one of those things that you don't absolutely need to do that to have a successful business. So if it's something that it's way outside your comfort zone, but you don't absolutely need it to build your business, then you don't need to do it. Don't force yourself to do it just because someone said it was a good idea, because that could cause more problems than anything. And so you want to think about, how can I step outside my comfort zone in a way that's going to help me and help build my business?
I'm seeing a theme between these three things, all about being overwhelmed.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of my clients, a lot of people that come to me, they are dealing with a heck of a lot of overwhelm. And it's paralyzing, because when you're overwhelmed by all these different choices and you don't know where to focus and you're thinking, where do I start? What's the best thing for me? All that kind of stuff. You just don't do anything, because it's easier to do nothing than it is to try to figure out where to start. And so that's kind of the nice thing as a coach. I get to have that big picture perspective. And when my clients come to me and they're stuck and they're overwhelmed, I get to say, okay, well, what's the most important thing to you right now? And then they say, well, I want to get more clients. And I say, okay, well, here's the first step that we'll take to get more clients. And let's take it one step at a time, instead of looking at that big picture, scary, overwhelming, big goal right from the get-go.
Yeah, because there's definitely a correlation between overwhelm and then fear.
Yes.
Whether it be fear of failure or fear of success,
exactly.
Right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
So what advice would you give to someone who's really hesitant about self-promoting, who doesn't know where to begin, doesn't know how to put themselves out there, feels really funny about, you know, promoting themselves and being so self-centered?
Sure. Yeah. And that's the thing. A lot of people, they have this kind of like icky feeling about marketing and sales, because they feel like it's pushy and it's slimy and they feel like a used car salesman. But it honestly doesn't have to be that way. And I can confidently say that because I had those feelings. When I was first starting out in my business, I'm a shy person. I'm not outgoing by nature. I'm a private person. I'm not the kind of person that would push myself on other people. And so when I was first starting out my business, I was having a really tough time marketing and selling, because I had all these ideas that I needed to be that pushy salesperson in order to make it work. But the interesting thing is that we don't have to be that way. We don't have to be constantly pitching ourselves or selling ourselves and pushing our products and services on people, because at the end of the day, business is built on relationships. And how you develop those relationships is by building trust over time. And so when you think about how you build relationships with your potential clients and customers, is you think about, well, I could be generous. I could be giving. In my own business, I blog on a weekly basis. I give away really good content on a weekly basis. I also have written some free guides that people can get off my website that has great content. People send me emails every once in a while or ask me a question on my Facebook page, and I answer them with really good, helpful advice. And that's how I can start to develop the relationships with these people so they see me as someone who it is my intention to provide as much value as possible, as they see me as that person who's providing exceptional value. And so they start, over time, they start to trust me and realize that she's not just feeding me some lines. She really knows what she's talking about, and I think she can really help me. So if you're worried about self-promotion, I think that the two key things that you need to recognize is that it's all about developing relationships and building that trust over time, and then just do amazing work, because the best kind of promotion is when your happy clients go out into the world and speak so highly of you that you can't be ignored, that people start to recognize you as the go-to person in your field.
So the Newsworthy newsletter that we offer to our members is a vehicle to help them stay in touch with their clients and potential clients is a great way to accomplish this kind of connection, right? Because it's got good, valuable, understandable information, and it's a continual way to just keep your name top of mind.
Exactly. And that's so key, Beth, because top of mind is key, because the reason that you want to stay in consistent touch with potential clients through like a weekly or the monthly newsletter or something like that is because they may not need your services right now, but 6 months from now, or even I've heard of stories 5 years, people have signed up to receive newsletters from people, and 5 years later, they become clients. And the reason that they become clients is they've spent the time building that trust, but they've also consistently kept in touch with them so that they're top of mind when that person decides, this is what I need.
Right. I buy into that. What do you think the rule of luck is in a successful business?
So here's the thing, and some people may agree with me and some people may disagree with me, and that's completely fine. I don't believe in luck. I honestly don't believe in luck, because I think that luck comes from hard work. Sure, you can be a lucky person in terms of like maybe you happen to be in the right place at the right time, but you think about even lottery winners. They had to go out and buy the ticket in the first place. And so when you're thinking about, oh, that person, they're only successful because they got lucky. They caught a lucky break. They worked extremely hard to get to the point where they did catch that lucky break. And if there wasn't hard work behind that luck, it's not going to get them very far in the end anyway, if they have a lucky break. So you always have to think about it. It's more about hard work than it is about luck.
Interesting. And how do you know when to ask for help and when it's just a cop out?
Sure. So here's kind of like an interesting analogy, an analogy that I like to think about in terms of why you would want to hire a coach or someone that could help you with whatever you want help with. I think of it in terms of why you would hire a personal trainer. Sure, you can do the research on your own, you can make out your own workout plans, you can motivate yourself to get to the gym and all that kind of stuff, but it's much easier, faster, and fun if you hire a personal trainer to help you out. And so I think of my coaching and other people's coaching in that way. You know that you need my help or someone else's help when you're, what you're doing isn't working, when you're having a tough time getting motivated, when you have no idea where to start or what to focus on, because there's, like we're talking about, there's so many overwhelming options, or when you don't feel confident to do it on your own. You feel like you know what to do, but you're not super confident about doing it, so you're not doing it, and you need that loving push to get going. Because I honestly, at the end of the day, I don't think it's ever a cop-out to ask for help. I actually think it's a sign of strength. And so if you can say, you know what, I can't do this on my own, I think I need help, that's one of the best things you can do for yourself. And if you're looking to hire a business coach, for your business. And so I never think of asking for help as a cop-out. It is a cop-out if you ask for help and then you don't actually use that help and start implementing things and all that kind of good stuff.
So why ask for advice if you're not going to use it, right?
Exactly.
And you talk a lot about blocks. So how do you recognize what's blocking you and how do you overcome the obstacles? Are there strategies that people can implement as a starting point?
Sure. So whenever my clients come to me and it's apparent that they're not getting things done because they have something that's blocking them, it's similar to how we talked about in the beginning that one of the first questions I'll ask is, what's stopping you? What is stopping you from moving forward? And a lot of times it's fear, uncertainty, perhaps even lack of knowledge. A lot of my clients come to me and say, I don't feel like enough of an expert. And sometimes that's a confidence issue, but other times that is because they do need to learn more before they can teach other people about what they've learned. And so you really want to get in touch with what the root cause of your block is. What is causing this? Am I fearful about something? Do I not know something? What exactly is going on that is stopping me? And then that's when you can move forward by taking those small steps that we were talking about. Because a lot of times people, they try to think of it in terms of they need to rip off the Band-Aid and just in one day they're going to completely rid themselves of this block. But it's an ongoing process. I still have moments in my business where I'm thinking, who am I to be teaching this? I feel like a fraud. I don't feel like I'm expert enough. All those kinds of things. And so it's an ongoing process dealing with those blocks. But now that I know that the underlying cause of that block of me feeling like I'm not expert enough is just lack of confidence, that's when I can say, you know what? I am amazing at this because of X, Y, and Z, and start listing the different ways that I provide value for my clients. And at the end of that list, I feel so much better about the value that I provide and the block is gone.
Right. So the key is to identify what's behind the block, I guess what the block is to begin with.
Exactly.
Right? So do you have one thing that somebody can work on before they call you that helps identify what the block is?
Just exploring it a little bit, asking themselves, what is stopping me? What is stopping me? And really taking an introspective look and really seeing what exactly is going on, allowing that to sit for a second and really deeply thinking about it. And it could be a number of different things. Or, you know what, at the end of the day, they might be completely unsure. They might have no idea. But the nice thing about having someone else, it's like I like to think of it in terms of I'm like the best friend who will tell you the honest truth. And because my clients come to me and they have these blocks and I'll say, I feel like this is stopping you. And they'll say, yes, I never really thought about it in that way. How did you know that? But the interesting thing is that it's because I get that big picture perspective. Being an outsider, it's a lot easier to see what's working, what's not working, what's blocking you, all that kind of good stuff. And so there's nothing wrong with you if you can't quite figure out your blocks on your own. It might just take someone else to point them out for you.
Money is a huge, industry, a huge block. And the whole concept of deserving it and asking for it and all that sort of thing.
Money is a big issue, especially for creative type of entrepreneurs who they honestly feel guilty about charging good money to work with them because they're thinking, I really love what I do. I don't feel like people should pay me for this because it's fun to me and it's easy to me and all these different kinds of things. But it's interesting because at the end of the day, people express their values through their purchases. If you look at someone's credit card statement, you'll have a really good understanding about what's important in their life. And so when you think about the value that you provide for your clients, it's not about the price point. It's not about the price. It's about that value, the overarching benefits that you provide for people. And they far exceed the typical results that you would think of. When you think about when it comes to nutrition coaches, you think about the typical results. I'm going to help you lose weight. I'm going to give you more energy, all that kind of good stuff. But there's value above and beyond that. You don't have to waste any more money on these fad diets because you'll know exactly what you need to eat. You won't have to feel like you're the only one on the planet who has no idea what a green smoothie is. And so you'll feel like you fit into the health and wellness world. All that kind of goodness, that value that you provide above and beyond that hourly rate is a really important thing to consider when you're having some blocks about charging good money to work with you.
Well, that's great, Jenna. Thanks so much for your time today. People can sign up for your newsletter and your blog at jennadalton.com.
Yes, they're more than welcome. And you can check me out on my Facebook page too at facebook.com/JennaDaltonpage.
Great. Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks,
Have a good day.
Thank you.